3 months after the British general election, the search for a new leader for the opposition Labour Party is at fever pitch. Against all the odds, the frontrunner for the top job is a veteran left-winger who wants to re-nationalise industry and roll back the policies of austerity. As the ballots go out, the former Prime Minister Gordon Brown has pleaded with the party membership not to vote for Jeremy Corbyn, even if Mr Brown never once mentioned the candidate by name. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
The scale of Labour's defeat in May's general election was stunning. The former Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the party is still reeling.
We are grieving. It really hurts.
As the contest began to replace Ed Miliband as leader, Jeremy Corbyn, a long-standing London MP with a history of defying the party line, thought he was stepping forward merely to make sure the hard left had a voice. But fast forward 3 months and the 66-year-old vegetarian teetotaler, said to have divorced his second wife because she wanted to send their son to a selective school, is way out in front.
Can we please, and I say this to everyone, just talk about the issues that people are facing. The poverty levels, the inequality levels, the health problems, the way in which austerity is impacting on the lives of the most vulnerable within our society.
The Shadow Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, another leadership candidate, says the party can't go back to the future.
I think that a lot of the things that he's been calling for are actually not that radical at all and are going back to the ideas of the 20th century. We can't turn back the clock.
Labour grandees are lining up to urge the party faithful not to vote for a man who wants to take the UK out of NATO, renationalise the railways and reopen some coal mines. Cue former Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
I'm not here to attack any individual candidate.
But that's exactly what Gordon Brown did do, albeit without directly uttering the word Corbyn.
I'm not here to say abandon your high ideals. What I'm here to say is that the best way of realising our high ideals is to show that we have an alternative in government that is credible, is radical and is electable, is neither a pale imitation of what the Tories offer, nor is it the route to being a party of permanent protest rather than a party of government.
As unlikely to convince some Jeremy Corbyn supporters.
They've lost the last two elections. So how dare they say that Corbyn is bound to lose the next one?
Some pollsters are suggesting it's hard to see how Jeremy Corbyn can't win the leadership ballot, which runs until next month. But the pollsters have been drastically wrong before, and detractors of this unlikely lead candidate can only hope that's the case again. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for AM.